And let's go outside New Orleans now to some of the small towns that were directly in the path of Gustave. Montague, Louisiana, is about an hour southwest of New Orleans, and it's only 15 miles inland from the Gulf Coast. It's an oil industry and fishing town, and it could take weeks for crews to restore electricity to the 1,800 people who live there. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Nearly all of Montague's residents left town for Hurricane Gustave, and few have been allowed back. Some basic services will have to be restored first, but that's going to take a long time because Fire Chief Spencer Rhodes feels like the world has forgotten him.
We need food. We need drinking water. We need diesel fuel. We need communications because my smoke signals don't look like it's getting up north where they need it.
Tuesday afternoon, Rhodes could be found mopping the flooded floor of his fire station. It suffered significant damage to the roof, so it's been leaking water. And if there's a fire in town, Rhodes has to duck under downed power lines in front of the station to reach his truck. Even then, there's no guarantee he'll be able to drive it.
I had to go beg, borrow, and steal to fill up a fire truck a while ago. It was running a quarter of a tank.
A mile or so down the road, Selena Pinel is sweeping some wet leaves off her patio. She's feeling a bit better and pretty lucky because her house was spared. Just a few flower pots tipped over.
We used the levee bricks, but they didn't have the brick in the levee this year.
Pinel says living in hurricane country requires some preparation. When she heard Gustav was coming, she filled the bathtub and picked up some drinking water from the supermarket.
We fix up with water, and I got a drum in the back I used to have for my garden, so that I can use for the commode, you know. We'll get a bucket and flood the commode with it.
Pinel's daughter Mitzi has been driving around town checking out the damage. She says the post office is gone. She expects in a few months some of her neighbors will be gone too.
Every hurricane, they got a couple of them that just get enough of it and move. But your majority comes back. It's home.
Her mom definitely counts herself among that majority. Selena has lived here her whole life and doesn't see any reason to leave.
Oh, no, we will stay here. We're not moving from Montague. You go somewhere else, they got tornado in Mississippi and all that.
And Mitzi agrees.
We stay in, we ain't going nowhere else. Thank the good Lord we're here.
A few miles north, Stephen Bergeron has a generator running to keep food in his refrigerator cold. Unfortunately, that's not enough power for an air conditioner, which feels like a necessity in 93% humidity.
We trying to clean up after Gaston passed by. Part of my roof got ripped off, so I got pots and pans and all kind of stuff collecting water in my house.
Tuesday morning, Bergeron says water dripping on his head woke him up. He's getting that fixed. And now the yard is mostly cleaned up. It'll take many more days like this, but that's how you recover from a hurricane, crossing one thing after another off your to-do list. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Montague, Louisiana.